This audio feature is a free service of WPSU-FM. Support it by becoming a member today at WPSU.org.
It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. April is National Poetry Month. You say you're not a poetry person. Claudia Villado felt the same way. Here's her story.
On the first day of my book review class, the professor gave all 12 of us the same book to review, a poetry collection, Hometown for an Hour. When I saw it, I was skeptical. You see, I love to read books, novels, self-help, spirituality, politics, but poetry? No thanks. Oh, I enjoy a poem here and there, a Robert Frost poem, a Louise Gluck poem, but a whole book of poems, and worse, a whole book written by the same author? Boring. When I actually started reading Hometown for an Hour, I found that it was far from dull. First of all, the author, Jennifer Rose, is not just a poet, she's a city planner. That's right, she has a job, a real job. She actually contributes to the world. All right, I thought, here's a start. I respect writers who work in regular jobs like the rest of us and still have energy to create great art. Second, her job as a city planner comes through in her poetry. The collection is about place, and she considers many different places in her poetry, Yugoslavia, Cape Cod, and England, just to name a few. But another thing that makes this collection appeal to me is its quirky format. Her poems are fashioned like postcards, short and to the point. "Nothing specific about these breakers," she says in a California postcard. "Hello from nowhere in particular," she says in the Kentuckiana postcard. Rose's poetry is fun, witty, and accessible. It's not a confused mess of emotional abstractions. This is not to say it is shallow. She deals with some heavy topics, too. War and suicide are part of her collection, but they don't overwhelm it. Instead, they balance the other, lighter themes. In Hometown for an Hour, place is Rose's playground, and nature is her mechanism for exploring it. She compares hermit crabs to tow trucks and the movement of snails to stalled traffic. The tide is a patient mother. She even gets a little risque in a poem called Country Erotica when she says, "Butterflies flutter like lingerie, left out to dry and to tantalize a little." Reading Hometown for an Hour made me wonder, have I been wrong all this time? Can reading a collection of poetry be, dare I say, fun? Needless to say, I've started reading other contemporary poetry, and I'm starting to realize that amid the vague drama and weirdo nonsense phrases, there are some great poets out there who know how to connect with ordinary people and yet still depict things in a fresh way.
That book is Hometown for an Hour, Poems by Jennifer Rose, published by Ohio University Press. Our reviewer, Claudia Villado, is a graduate student in English at Penn State's University Park campus. You can be a reviewer for Bookmark. Our website tells you how. Just go to WPSU.org, click on Radio, and click on the Bookmark logo. More poems next week. That's your Bookmark for this week. On WPSU, I'm Cynthia Berger.